Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihare Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare Sodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yasodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihare Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare Sodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacharinati Yamuna Tira Vanacharinati Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Prabhu Jagacharya, Asatras Vishishimad, His Divine Grace, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Anantakota Vaishnavini Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavanam ki jaya, Shri Maya Parnavidam ki jaya, Ganga Maya ki jaya, Jamuna Maya ki jaya, Tulsi Devi ki jaya, Bhakti Devi ki jaya, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jaya, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jaya, Harinam Sankirtan ki jaya, Nudvarkadam ki jaya, all glory to some devotees, all glory to some devotees, all glory to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13, The Appearance of Lord Varaha, text number 41. Tvi mayam rupam idam cha sokaram bu mandale nata tata tutena te Chikasati, Chikasti, Shingodha, Ganena, Bhuyasa, Kulachalindrasya, Yatayava, Vibramaha, Toyimayam Rupamidam Chasaukaram. Bhumandale nada dhatadvitante. Chikasti chinkoda ganena bhuyasa. Kulachalin rasya yathaiva vibramaha. Tui mayam rupamidam chasaukaram. Bhumandale nata dhatadvitante. Chekasti singhola ganena bhuyasa. Kulachalin rasya yathaiva vibramaha. Toyi mayam rupam vidam cha saukaram. Bhumandale nata dhatadate nate. Sekasti sanghura ganena buyasa. Kulachalendrasya yathayava vibramaha. Mandale nata the tadate. This in Goga Nena Buyasa. Gulacha and Russia, your tiger vibram. Mayam rupa idam chasokara Bhumandale nata dhatane Tikhasti sun bhoda ganena bhuyasa Kulati sun dasya yathaiva vibhama Kali mayam rupa medam jasaukaram Jakasati Singho Ganesha. Master Jesus. Mayam. Vedas personified. Rupam. Form. Idam. This. Cha. Also. Saukaram. The boar. Bhumandalena. By the earth planet. Ata. Now. Data. By the tusk. Dutena. Sustained by Te, your Chakasti is glowing. Shringa Udha, sustained by the peaks. Ganena, by the clouds. Bhuyasa, more glorified. Kula Achala Indrasya, of the great mountains. Yata, as much as Eva, certainly. Vibramaha, decoration, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Lord, as the peaks of great mountains become beautiful when decorated with clouds, your transcendental body has become beautiful because of your lifting the earth on the edge of your tusk. Purport. The word vibrama is significant. Vibramaha means illusion as well as beauty. When a cloud rests on the peak of a great mountain, it appears to be sustained by the mountain. And at the same time, it looks very beautiful. Similarly, the Lord has no need to sustain the earth on his tusk. But when he does so, the world becomes beautiful, just as the Lord becomes more beautiful because of his pure devotees on the earth. Although the Lord is the transcendental personification of the Vedic hymns, he has become more beautiful because of his appearance to sustain the earth. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshvam Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukram Kotuva Chalang Pungam Lung Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Shigurum Dina Taranam Vancha Kalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This incarnation form of Krishna is an extraordinary incarnation of Krishna. Krishna comes for different purposes, and inconceivably the earth was in the ocean there, and Lord Bor came to take the earth out. Generally, boars aren't very attractive, but this is an incarnation of Krishna, so this boar was very attractive. It's described that Lord Ra had lotus eyes, very beautiful, most beautiful boar anyone will ever see. So, and he had this purpose. And what's very interesting here is he became more beautiful by lifting the earth. One may question, how did the Lord become more beautiful by lifting the earth? When we do things that are beneficial for others, one becomes beautiful, more beautiful. It's like there's people that do philanthropic activities, and a person that does these philanthropic activities may not be very attractive, but because they're doing things that are good for people and also has good quality and generous, forgiving. Although they may not be very attractive, they become beautiful because of the qualities, because of the character of the person. So even Krishna, in this form of the boar, he becomes more beautiful because he's performing this beneficial activity for the earth. And the pure devotees also become more beautiful, just like Prabhupada. Although he was elderly, he was so beautiful. There's tens of thousands of pictures of Srila Prabhupada. It's beautiful. I remember I was distributing books one time, and I was showing one student a picture of Prabhupada, and showing them one lady, and she looked at him, and she said, "Oh, he's a cutie." Why? Because his purity. It's a very pure devotee of the Lord. So the more we come in contact with Krishna, the more we engage in devotional service to Krishna, we also become beautiful. Like Prabhupada used to comment how this priest went to Prabhupada and said to Prabhupada, "These boys you have, these disciples, they're our boys. And they weren't interested in God. And now they're mad after God. And they're bright-faced." Bright-faced. Why? Because they're connected to Krishna. So, this connection with Krishna is what is most needed. And we get this connection with Krishna by hearing about Krishna. Anukoyashasankalpa pratikyashavarjanam. That there's different ways of surrendering to Krishna. And the first one is accepting things favorable for devotional service. And hearing about Krishna, hearing Krishna's words, the most favorable. It's like the Bhagavad Gita. So wonderful. There's a nice verse I've been meditating on a lot lately. Labhante brahma nirvanam siksima kamasa china dvaitya tatmana sarbhuta hitevata. That one who is free of the dualities that arise from doubt, whose mind is always engaged within, who is always busy acting for the welfare of others, and who is free of sin, such a person is understood to be liberated. So this first statement, one who is free of the dualities that arise from doubt. If we have faith that Krishna is in control of everything, then everything is good. Just like Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He was leaving his body, cancer, just very painful. He told Radhana Swami, "It can't get better than this." he was suffering, very painful, but he was taking shelter of Krishna. So this is the devotee. In any circumstance, he accepts it as Krishna's mercy. It's like there was one king who had a secretary. And this secretary was so Krishna conscious. Whatever would happen, he would say, "Oh, Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy." So one time, the king, he cut his thumb. Good size cut. And this secretary said, "Oh, Krishna's mercy." And the king said, "Oh, Krishna's mercy. You think this is Krishna's mercy? All right." He told his guards, "Put him in jail. See, that's Krishna's mercy." And what did the secretary say? What did the secretary say? "Krishna's mercy." So the king's thinking, "Man, this guy is a little loco." So he went to jail. And the king, he used to go hunting, but he would usually just go with the secretary. But anyway, he's in jail, and I'll just go by myself. So he went out hunting and got caught by these dacoits that were going to make a human sacrifice. And got his kali. So they had him all tied up, ready to make an offering, human offering. And they notice he's got a cut. He's got a cut on his thumb. We can't offer him to Goddess Kali. Imperfect. Imperfect offering. Untie him. Get him out of here. Let him go. Get him out of here. Chase him off. So the king's running through the forest. "It was Krishna's mercy. It was Krishna's mercy. It was Krishna's mercy." Then he went straight to the jail cell where the secretary was. "You were right. It was Krishna's mercy. I was out hunting and I got caught by these dacoits that were going to make a human offering to me. They saw I had a cut thumb. They let me go. You're right. It was Krishna's mercy." "You see, I told you." And the secretary said, "Everything. You have to see everything as Krishna's mercy. Sometimes it's not easy to see everything as Krishna's mercy." But the secretary was so Krishna conscious. He said, "Everything is Krishna's mercy." But the king said, but you're in jail. How could that be Krishna's mercy?" And the secretary said, "I have no cuts on my hands. I would have been the offering." And then the king understood, yes, everything is Krishna's mercy. On book distribution, sometimes we get many no's, rejection. I was speaking about this in Russia. I was given a Sankirtan class in Russia. And one of the devotees said, I can't stand rejection. I can't stand getting no's. But actually, it's very good because it helps us to develop tolerance, humility, and an understanding that Krishna is in control, not us. So if someone takes a book, it's fantastic. It's great. We want people to take books. And if someone says no, it's fantastic because it helps us to develop tolerance and humility. It's very good. You know, it's medicine. Book distribution is medicine for the soul. We go out there and we get cleansed. The soul is getting cleansed of so much contamination, so much dirt. So, and then he goes on, Krishna goes on to say that one whose mind is always engaged within, thinking of Krishna, just like we have our mental homes, what does our mind think of? These are our mental homes. Like Lord Chaitanya, he says, Nadhanam, Nadjanam, Nasundaring, Kavitang Vaja, Gadisa Kamaye, Mama Janmani, Janmani Isre, Bhavatad Bhaktira Haitikitvai. So Lord Chaitanya, in this verse, he's letting us know what our mental homes are, mostly. He says, I don't want dhanam, I don't want wealth. So this is a big mental home for most people throughout the world. Money. Money. Money is the honey. People want money. Not just a little. They want a lot of money. Because with money, you get sense gratification. So this is a big mental home for most people. But what does Lord Chaitanya say? Prema dana vanavyate dariju jivan dasakoya vitina mori deha prema dana. In between these shikshastika verses, there's other nice verses. And this is one of them. He says, anybody who does not have love for Krishna is a dariju jivan, a poor soul. Therefore, my dear Lord Krishna, please give me devotional service. And all I want as salary is love for you. This is the highest salary, to get love for Krishna. Yeah. Someone may be a multi-billionaire, but no love for Krishna, poor soul. A poor, unfortunate soul. No love. No love for Krishna. There was one wealthy man that was a little thoughtful. He said, I'm so poor that all I have is wealth. And we'll know how wealthy we are when we find out how many very valuable things we have that money can't buy. What's a valuable thing that money can't buy? Peace, yes. Love, forgiveness, friendship. Now, a lot of people that have money, they don't know who their friends are. Because when you have a lot of money, everyone is your friend. Right? It's like Ambarish Prabhu once told me, he said, in my next life, I don't want to be wealthy. Because I don't know who my friends are. Because everybody's your friend when you have money. So, peace, love, friendship. What are other things that are very valuable that money can't buy? Time. Yeah. Happiness. That's right. Now, some people think if you have money, you're happy. But no. So many wealthy people aren't happy. So, what we should think of, our mental home. I was just thinking about how we should have a subtle mental mansion in our mind, thinking of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. Just like Prabhupada said, the perfection of chanting Hare Krishna is to think of the name, the form, the qualities, and the pastimes of Krishna. So I was thinking it'd be nice to have a mental mansion in our mind of all these different things and get free of all these other mental homes, like money and another big one, Nadanam, Najanam, followers. People want to have a lot of followers. Just like on Facebook and Instagram, they want to have followers. Subscribe here, hit here. You know, they want to have followers, friends. Get a lot of friends, followers. Or sometimes gurus want to have a lot of followers. Najanam, Najanam Sundaring. This is another big mental home of the conditioned souls. The girl is attracted to the boy, and the boy is attracted to the girl. This is a common meditation. It's interesting here in the verse that this word vibramaha means illusion as well as beauty. Beauty. It's like people want to be beautiful to attract the opposite sex. Just like this year, there'll be a beauty, you know, Miss America beauty pageant, Miss America beauty pageant. Very attractive. But beauty in this world is relative. Fast forward Miss America in 60 years. Where will the beauty be? It's gone. So it's illusory. It's illusory beauty. There for some time, then gone. But not so with Krishna. Krishna is always, always, always very attractive. Navayovanam cha. And even Lord Bor is attractive. Always attractive. So this is Krishna. Very attractive. But the problem with the conditioned soul, they want to be very attractive and they want wealth and these things. What is the statement by Queen Kunti? Janmaishvarya Shutushibir Edamana Madat Naivarha Tibatatum Tromakinchana Gochana. She says that you are very easily approachable, but only by those persons who are materially exhausted. But those persons who want high birth, opulence. Janmaishvarya, Shuta, education, Shri, beauty. They cannot call out your name with feeling. So it's actually a curse to be very beautiful, to be very wealthy, to have a big position in society. Like we don't hear about big people in the government becoming devotees, or we haven't heard of ladies that have won the beauty pageant becoming devotees. Although in Hungary there was one lady, she was Miss Hungary, she became a devotee. So that's pretty rare. But generally, these things are a disqualification. Very educated people, many PhDs, piled higher and deeper, permanent head damage. Yeah. So generally, disqualification. But the big qualification for attaining this love for Krishna is humility. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, humility means free of the enjoying mentality. To be free of the enjoying mentality. This is the nature of the conditioned soul. We have this enjoying mentality. We want to enjoy the senses. Prabhupada gives example of these five animals that we could learn from, like the bee. The bee goes you know, has this good sense of smell. So it goes to the lotus and smells that lotus and getting the honey. But then the lotus closes and dies. Can't escape. The moth is attracted to the fire. And it goes into the fire, death. So Maya also is very attractive. It's like Prabhupada was on the beach here, not far away. And a devotee said, Prabhupada, isn't the ocean beautiful? Prabhupada said, yes, it's very beautiful. From a distance. You get too close and it can be your death. Dangerous. So Maya is dangerous. Illusion. And therefore Prabhupada, he said, my disciples, they have two diseases. One, they are not enough afraid of Maya. And two, they like to change things. So there's the fish. The fish sees the worm. Ah, breakfast, maybe lunch. And he goes, he gets the worm. But there's a problem. There's a hook in the worm. And he goes for the worm, death again. And the elephant. It's pretty amazing how they, catching a big elephant, that's a big challenge. But the way they catch these big elephants is they have a she-elephant. And the male elephant sees the beautiful she-elephant with that beautiful curling tail. And becomes attracted. And there's a pit there, so it goes in there. And this is how it's captured. So to not be captured by Maya, not easy. Not easy. We have to take shelter of Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, the name, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar there is in the two syllables, Krishna. When I chant the holy names, I want to have many millions of tongues to chant the name, and many millions of ears to hear the holy name. And when the holy name enters into the courtyard of my heart, it stops the activities of my mind, the nonsense activities of my mind. I experience unlimited happiness. So this is the result of hearing the holy name attentively. So the name, the form of Krishna is so attractive, so beautiful. Madaram madaram bapur asir vibhor, madaram madaram varanam madaram, madugandhi madus madam etadaho, madaram 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 madaram. That the form of Krishna is very attractive, very beautiful. More beautiful than the form of Krishna is the face of Krishna. And more attractive than the face of Krishna is the honey fragrant smile of Krishna. Very attractive, very beautiful. And therefore the gopis, they thought of Lord Rama as a dunce because he created eyes with eyelids. They couldn't see Krishna for that moment. You know, all of us were going to blink our eyes so many times during the class, we don't even notice. But the gopis noticed. Very beautiful. And Krishna's pastimes, his extraordinary pastimes, wonderful pastimes of Krishna. It's like there's the pearl pastime. One of my favorite pastimes told by Raghunath Das Goswami. This is during the time of Kartik. Just like now, if you go to Vrindavan during Kartik, there's a lot of activity. So when Krishna was here also, a lot of activity going on. So Krishna saw that the gopis, they were making pearl necklaces. And Krishna said to the gopis, "Oh gopis, please can you give me some of your pearls? We want to make some pearl necklaces for our cows." And they said, "No, we're not going to give you any pearls to make pearl necklace for your cows. Don't go away. Don't bother us. Yeah. Oh, please. You have so many pearls. Give us some of your pearls." No, we're not going to give you. Then Radharani says, "Oh, give them one of our reject pearls." So they gave him a reject pearl. And Krishna said, "Oh, yeah? We're going to grow our own pearls." And the gopis said, "Krishna, you don't grow pearls. They come from the ocean, from oysters." And Krishna said, "Oh, yeah? You watch." He went to Mother Yasoda. "Mata, please, can you give me some pearls? We're going to grow some pearls to make some pearl necklaces for the cows." And she said, "You silly boy. You can't grow pearls. They come from the ocean." No, Mata. I'm Krishna. Yeah. Remember? She said, "Okay, I'll give you some pearls. You grow some pearls." She gave him some pearls and got him, he's from an agricultural family, so he lined them up very nicely. And he waters the pearls with milk. Thinks I'll get better pearls this way. Watering them with milk. Right? So sure enough, after 3 days, some sprouts came up. And he called over the gopis and said, "You see? Sprouts. We can have pearl bushes, you'll see." And the gopis said, "They're going to be thorn bushes." Krishna said, "No, you'll see." And after a couple of weeks, sure enough, pearl bushes. So many pearls were growing on these bushes. And these weren't ordinary pearls. They were different colors. And they were fragrant. And they had different sizes. So Krishna made so many pearl necklaces for his cows. And then he brought his cows to the gopis. He said, "You see? I told you so. You see? Pearl necklaces for my cows." And the gopis were amazed. "Krishna, how do you do that? You don't grow pearls. How do you do that?" This is Krishna. So then the gopis said, "Krishna, can you give us some of your pearls? You want me to give some of our pearls to you? And you didn't give us any except for a reject? No way. No way." He said, "Oh, Krishna, please, give us some of your pearls. You have so many pearls, and they're beautiful. Please, give us it." "No." And they said, "Krishna, we'll give you gold if you give us some of your pearls." Gold. Krishna said, "Gold? Each one of my pearls is more valuable than the Kaustubha jewel on Lord Vishnu. And you want to give gold?" "No." So they're bargaining. Raghunath Das Goswami goes on and on. The bargaining's going on and on. And finally, Krishna, he's Karuna Sindhu, which means ocean of mercy. So eventually he gave in. He gave all the gopis pearl necklaces. And they lived happily ever after. So many wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So we want to fill our mind with Krishna. The instructions of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. Just fill our minds with Krishna. And then if we fill our minds with Krishna, then there won't be any room for nonsense. Right? If we're thinking of Krishna, then there's no Maya. But as soon as we stop thinking of Krishna, then Maya comes in immediately. It's either Maya or Krishna. So we got to somehow or another, by the mercy of Krishna, fill our minds with Krishna. And then we'll be so blissful, so happy. And the result will be, We go back home. Back to God. You want to hear one more pastime? Krishna? Krishna? This is an amazing pastime. How Krishna got his peacock feather on his head. Krishna woke up early one time and he started playing the flute. And this meant his friends had to go to Krishna. So all his friends, they got up early also and they went to Krishna. And the gopis, they heard the flute playing. And all the residents, they heard the flute playing of Krishna. And Krishna's playing the flute is so attractive. It's so beautiful. So, the peacocks, they also heard the flutes. They came and they danced. Anybody here ever see peacocks dancing? Oh, quite a few. Wow. They're good dancers. And you have Krishna playing the flute. You can imagine, they were really dancing. So it became a concert and a dance show. So the peacocks are dancing, Krishna's playing the flute, and it became a wonderful show for everyone. Now, I was just reading recently in the Srimad Bhagavatam purport, Prabhupada says, in the spiritual world, there is no dead matter. Everything is alive. Everything sees, everything hears, everything speaks, everything moves. Everything is alive. So the flute that Krishna was playing, it's a personality of its own. So the flute slipped out of Krishna's hand and it's hovering. And it's still playing just as well. So now Krishna's hands are free. So now he really starts dancing. And we were just reading or singing Vrindavana Natabara. That Krishna, he is the best dancer in Vrindavan. He's the best dancer. So, you know, Krishna's dancing and the flute's playing and everybody's so happy to observe this and to hear this. And then eventually Krishna, he stops dancing. And then the head of the peacocks comes to Krishna. Says, Krishna, you're the best dancer in Vrindavan. So the peacock took a feather out of his back there and put it on Krishna's head and said, Krishna, you should always have this peacock in your head because you're the best dancer. Now it doesn't end there. Radharani has two peacock pets. And sometimes Krishna will take one of the peacocks from one of her pets and put it in her head. In his head. And then Radharani, she knows everything. So she would see that peacock feather from one of her pets and it would just, she'd be so happy that Krishna's head is decorated by one of her pet peacock's feathers. So, beautiful. So many wonderful pastimes. I was just reading also in the purport, Prabhupada says, he says, Krishna's pastime is like an unlimited ocean, like an unlimited waves of ocean. Just so many inconceivable pastimes, wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So this is what we have to look forward to. Experiencing and hearing and seeing the pastimes of Krishna. So on that note, is there any question or comment? Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Rigapati's going to say, but you said the junior should have first chance. But there's this point I wanted to make sure was made.
What should have first?
You were pointing out, rightfully, that we should see everything as Krishna's mercy.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one exception that Prabhupada made. One day, one of his disciples made a real bad mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Bad mistake, and Prabhupada was furious. And then the disciple had the temerity to say, oh, it was Krishna's mercy. And Prabhupada said, no, it was your foolishness.
Yeah, yeah. One exception. Thank you. Yes, Sachi Tanoi Prabhu.
Thank you. Very nice, beautiful
Thank you.
Presentation. Prabhupada, one time when you were mentioning about your tour in Russia, and one devotee was telling you how difficult it is, too many no's. You were describing about the many no's are actually good. And you also described that because that helps you to develop tolerance, humility, and so on. So I was thinking another angle of vision. What about if the person actually doesn't fit, that's not his skill or ability, and he can do actually better, and Krishna is telling him, hey, you can do something else and please me in a different way. And I give you an example. Long time ago, when we were doing the airport, Charu from Utah was going, and I thought, wow, he's a senior devotee, he's very learned, he knows so many verses, so many. I'm sure people is going to reciprocate. But I was watching, no. And then later on we see right now, he's making thousands of people chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. So I'm just putting, not to put down the statement that you made.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
But there is another angle also. Yeah. Another, many devotees I've seen.
Yeah.
Another devotee who also went out, and he's very well, you know, acquainted with different knowledge, great musician, expert. He said, I'm going out with you today. I'm going to do big. I said, okay, let's go. He was like paranoid. I was watching him. I said, what's happened? This devotee is very fluent, and he can speak in public with so many people, but face to face, he was frozen. And the whole day, he collect like $2, could distribute like maybe a couple books. Very scared. So I'm just telling you.
No, it's very good. Yes. Okay. We have different natures. Right. We have different natures. And I'm just saying for book distributors, this is our nature. We have many book distributors. It's our nature. We can go out. We can meet people. Sometimes we get a lot of no's. So that's good. We tolerate. Develop humility. Krishna's in control. But people have different natures. Just like I'll give you another example. You gave some nice examples there. Down in San Diego, we have a nice devotee. He's Balaram Prabhu. He's not the temple president. He's unofficially the temple president. He's a very good manager. But he had a hard time distributing books. He told me it was just like suffering. It wasn't his nature. But he's very good with people. He's just like, he pretty much manages the temple down there. So yeah, people have different natures. But for book distributors, this is our nature. We're able to do it somehow. Sometimes we get a lot of no's. We see that as Krishna's mercy. Help us to develop humility and tolerance. These are very important qualities for us. And understanding Krishna's in control. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think Maharaj has a question here, or a comment. Comment.
Yeah, thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. I just wanted to comment on one point that you had made, that Krishna is so beautiful. And there is no one more beautiful than Krishna. And when you see that beauty, it just mesmerizes you, just hypnotizes you. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to say anything. You don't want to do anything. You just want to enjoy that splash of beauty. So sometimes persons, they come to me and they say, well, you say these very attractive things about Krishna, but I don't see all that beauty. I don't see him being so beautiful. More than other people. So he says, and I've been worshiping Krishna at least a year. I said, that's all, a year, and you expect to see the beauty? I say, it's very important that to the degree that you love him, to that degree that you will see that beauty of him.
He reveals himself.
The beauty becomes greater and greater in accordance or in proportion to the degree that you love him. And if you love him very, very greatly, you can't even keep looking at him. You pass out, or you roll on the ground, or you shout out. So, therefore, try to understand that first you have to cultivate some love. So they said, well, what is love? Love is the eagerness to give something to someone else without the feeling of giving, but actually the feeling that you owe it and owe so much more, and you're in such great debt. So if you have that mentality, then what will happen is that you will develop that love, and as that love develops, you will begin to see things in the beauty or in the face or the form on the activities of Krishna that before escaped you because you didn't have a desire to give him, offer him, do anything for him. You just wanted to get things from him. So when that desire begins to disappear and the other one appears, the desire to give, then you will see beauty as you have never seen before. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marsh. Okay, one more.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your beautiful class. So going back to Arshita Prabhu's comments, so how to know when is Krishna's mercy and when is not Krishna's mercy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Very good one. Well,
Also, the question is, how to know when is Krishna's mercy and when is not Krishna's mercy?
Well, if we hear regularly, then this is an easy way to understand when it's Krishna's mercy and when it's not. Also, association with the devotee. It's just like this, he gave that example of this devotee that did something foolish. And he thought, oh, it's Krishna's mercy. But he had Prabhupada there to correct him. No, it wasn't Krishna's mercy. It was your stupidity. It was your stupidity. So by association with the devotees, by regularly hearing, then it becomes common sense about what is Krishna's mercy and what is not Krishna's mercy. We have to be connected to Krishna. And then it'll be possible to understand whether it's Krishna's mercy or not. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.